This is Technically News.
Now reach back into our past when you used to have an open mind. Remember that?
This is Technically News. I'm Randy Cook, your system engineer and virtual correspondent, bringing you the latest on the front lines of information technology, sponsored by CADMAX, System Builders, and more. Sun Microsystems has announced that they will make publicly available the source code to their Unix-based operating system, Solaris. Sun will allow programmers to download the source code and make any changes as long as bugs are reported back to the company. Also, programmers must make sure all interfaces to the software remain open. For non-commercial purposes, independent software developers will be allowed to use Solaris for free, while those who want to use it in commercial products will have to pay licensing fees. Sun's source code has always been available for free to educational institutions and for $200 to anyone else. However, this is the first time that Sun has set guidelines for the development of changes to their product. MicroWorks has inked a deal to sell their popular iToaster through the retail chain Electronic Boutique. The iToaster is one of the new so-called appliance PCs. It has a 3-gig hard drive, 56K modem, and is Windows free. It uses a proprietary OS based on the Linux and B operating systems. It's great for light word processing, email, and web browsing. MicroWorks recently signed with AT&T to provide nationwide internet access. Make sure you do your homework before you buy one, however. MicroWorks has been plagued with delivery problems and customer complaints. Now, to their credit, they have recently undergone a major restructuring, which included the replacement of the company's CEO and a reorganization of their support services. The iToaster will sell for just under $250, and you can expect that price to drop by Christmas time. Red Hat Software has released their latest version of Linux. Red Hat Linux 6.1 has just been released and features a streamlined installation, online software updates, and enhancements for managing distributed computing architectures. This has been Technically News, brought to you by CADMAX, System Builders, and more. Call 1-884-CADMAX. Join us for our next report and keep an eye on the WVNZ website at WVNZ.com. I'm Randy Cook, your system engineer and virtual correspondent, reporting.